From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Government accounts. From looking at the numbers, some was okay, some wasn't so, mixed, yes?
Yes, mixed. And it's something we haven't spoken about for a while, isn't it? The bodice ripper that is the government accounts. of course, it really comes into focus when we start talking budgets next, which will be next year. And obviously that will be an election topic, given the whole timing, and particularly when the incumbent has campaigned on getting the books in order. So, yep, we had the release yesterday of the accounts for the first 3 months of the year that will end in 2026. Look, very much still early days in the fiscal year, so maybe we shouldn't put too much weight on these yet, but they do provide a starting point for the year. Look, there's undoubtedly, I'll have to have another look and do some further investigation if there was any quarter specific going on, but they do provide performance versus expectations and against what the previous year was. And yeah, you're right, in the media release the sort of key fiscal indicators are reported as being mixed. So the main operating indicator is the OBGAL X, the operating balance excluding what's happening at ACC. It shows a deficit, Mike, of $4 billion. That is 0.5 billion or 500 million worse than expected. Now, core crown debt was better than expected, 5.2 billion, so that's good. But revenue, and here's the kicker, Mike, here's the thing that my attention is drawn to. Revenue was lower than forecast by 1.6%, that's the 500 million. That's because you're getting lower tax from individuals and source deductions. Expenses, though, are in line with expectations. But the thing is their gross payroll tax deductions, they're not climbing as much as they have done historically. So I guess the question we've got to ask is, should the government worry about this? And I speculate, and this is a speculation, that there may be some raised eyebrows at the tax outcomes, because the potential worry is that you've got weaker growth in the general economy. That means the tax take is down because people just aren't spending as much, so you're not getting as much GST. Workers are not paying as much PAYE tax. It's too early, I think, to make bold predictions about the year. But as we pointed out, a little bit of growth activity would be a very welcome development for the government's finances.
Yes, it would. And part of that comes from spending. Where are we at with that?
Yeah, with that as a backdrop, yeah, I couldn't help them be interested in sort of more spending data. We get a smorgasbord of data on spending, a potpourri of sources that provide insight into spending. Yesterday it was data from Worldline that have the FPOS network. So it's data from retailers using their payment systems. $3.9 billion worth of transactions in October. And of course, right now is when retail numbers start to get more attention as we enter this sort of spending season. At the headline level, spending was up just 0.3% on October 2024. And as I said, that accounts for people coming in and out. Now, quite a common description. We see it again, Mike, mixed. Now, they've done a daily and weekly breakdown because the weekly numbers become more important at this time of year. You get the shopping frenzy in food and liquor stores as everyone loads up in the last few days into Christmas, but HOSPO tends to start a bit earlier because you get the Christmas lunches and entertaining. And other retail stores, they see a bit of a spike with Black Friday and then the big spend 7 to 10 days out. Now, for the last 4 weeks, core retailers outside food and liquor and HOSPO are below last year, Mike, below. And remember, you've got to factor in inflation as well. So definitely below when you look at that. Regionally, Nelson 4.4%, so it's above the inflation rate. Otago 3.8%. But for 9 regions, spending was down. And Auckland and Northland fell 0.1%. You factor inflation and it's even lower. And the Auckland Northern region here, Mike, accounts for more than a third of New Zealand spending. And then I look at Canterbury. They're our economic gold star ambassadors. Yeah. So Canterbury, come on, people, they're only up 0.6%. South Canterbury trying to do their bit, up 2.3%. But at the moment, these numbers aren't looking very frothy, Mike.
Right. Speaking of numbers, what are the other ones?
The US market coming under a little bit of pressure. That market's just so priced for perfection that even when some of these companies are reporting good earnings, they're still getting hurt because people are expecting so much. 46,851 on the Dow Jones. That is down 462 points, or just under 1%. The S&P 500, 6720, it's down 76 points, just over 1%. But the NASDAQ, it was almost down 2%, 1.85%, 434 points down, 23,065. And the MAG 7 index, down over 2% overnight. The FTSE 100, 9735, down 0.42%. The Nikkei up 671 points, that's 1.3%, 50,883. Shanghai Composite gained, call it 1%, 4007 the close there. The ASX 200, small gain, 26 points, 8828. And we lost 0.32% on the NZX 50, 13,576. Kiwi dollar continues to look kind of sick, Mike. 0.5627 against the US, 0.8702 against the Aussie, 0.4878 euro, 0.4294 against the pound, 86.11 Japanese yen. Gold, $3,979, and Brent crude, $63.03.
Have a lovely weekend. See you next week. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.